Today, a federal judge in San Francisco temporarily blocked enforcement of Proposition 209. The initiative, approved by California voters on Election Day, would prohibit the state from considering race or sex in hiring, contracting, or public education. NPR's Ina Jaffe reports.
In issuing the restraining order, federal Judge Thelton Henderson said that the civil rights groups that challenged Proposition 209 have a, quote, strong probability of proving it unconstitutional. Prop 209 was strongly backed by California Governor Pete Wilson, and in a written statement, he called Judge Henderson's restraining order an affront to the majority of California voters. In defending the measure, lawyers for the state argued that Prop 209 could not be discriminatory because it simply requires equal treatment for all. But civil rights groups argued that the language of Proposition 209 was deceptive. Mark Rosenbaum is the legal director of the American Civil Liberties Union of Southern California.
Proposition 209 restructures the political process to disadvantage minorities and women, making it far more difficult, nearly impossible, for minorities and women to secure beneficial legislation to remedy discrimination, whereas every other group that wants preferential legislation can go to state and local government to have their interests satisfied. Minorities and women are totally shut out of the political process short of getting a brand new constitutional amendment.
The restraining order does not apply to the University of California system, which decided to eliminate affirmative action before Prop 209 was approved by the voters. The UC system has already moved to notify applicants that race and gender are no longer considerations in choosing new students. The restraining order lasts until the next court hearing on December 16th, when the plaintiffs will ask for a preliminary injunction blocking enforcement of the proposition until the case goes to trial. That order, unlike the one issued today, could be appealed by the state of California to a higher court. I'm Ina Jaffe in Los Angeles.